USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Severe weather is causing airport problems for Americans again today. FlightAware has reported over 4,200 flight delays and 1,300 cancellations across the U.S. Northeast airports like Newark Liberty, LaGuardia, JFK, and Boston's Logan International are experiencing the most issues. Former President Trump is defending his actions of discussing alleged classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
In response to a CNN audio recording from 2021 where he talks about retaining the documents, Trump mentioned that he and his staff were dealing with numerous matters besides those documents. The White House is trying to tell voters that President Biden's economic policies are yielding positive results.
Unemployment is at historic lows. We've seen inflation come down by 50% over the last year.
Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton says the president will emphasize his administration's efforts in revitalizing the economy during a significant speech in Chicago tomorrow. Fraudulent schemes resulted in the loss of over $200 billion in potential COVID relief pandemic funds. That accounts for about 17% of the total funds, according to a report by the Small Business Administration's Inspector General. The report states that approximately $30 billion of the funds have been reclaimed. Today is HIV testing day, a day that's been observed since 1995 as a reminder for many to get tested.
If we look at new infections in 2021, the South accounted for about 52% of those new infections. So certainly the South and Atlanta are overrepresented nationally.
Dr. Laura Cheever, who is with the Health Resources and Services Administration, says 1 in 8 people are unaware that they have HIV. That's why it's important for everyone to get tested. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The CDC's outgoing director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is warning that America is unprepared for future pandemics. In an op-ed for the New York Times ahead of her departure on Friday, she emphasized the shortage of approximately 80,000 public health workers needed to meet basic health requirements. Walensky also highlighted the reliance on outdated technology like aging fax machines within the public health system. New York is bracing for another bout of bad air.
The smoke from Canadian wildfires is making a return, at some point impacting the entirety of New York State.
We're anticipating the smoke and the haze to come all across the state. And we've been watching this, monitoring this.
Governor Kathy Hochul says conditions will start deteriorating in western and central New York before reaching New York City Thursday morning.
That's the unfortunate news that we're experiencing. I would certainly say we did not deal with this in the years past.
The governor is urging high-risk populations to avoid the outdoors over the next 48 hours. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Costco plans to tighten membership sharing by requiring photo identification at self-checkout kiosks, aiming to prevent non-members from accessing the same benefits and pricing as paying members. The move comes in response to an increase in the use of membership cards belonging to friends, family, or co-workers at the self-serve stations. Ryan Seacrest will be the new host of Wheel of Fortune, according to the New York Times, which cited two people familiar with plans for the long-running show. Pat Sajak announced his retirement. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.